Okay, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Don Nikoloff on. So, Don, how's the thing? How's the chemtrails looking over Ohio? You seen a lot of them these days? Or?
Oh, man. If you had checkers, we could play all day long.
You know, I have to say, I haven't been seeing them much my way, although it's been cloudy off and on. Maybe they're doing it above the clouds on those days. I don't know. But, oh, but I have seen them. Oh, I've definitely seen them. For some reason, I seem to see them at the beach quite a bit. Seem to be going up and down the coast a lot.
Yeah, they like, well, the humidity plays a factor. Remember I mentioned that, you know, there's a lot of toxic substances within these chemtrails, and taking that into account, the humidity lends itself well to keeping the biological substances alive until they hit the ground.
Yeah, there you go. Boy, I was reading some documents the other day. The Pentagon's been engaging in some real high-tech research, developing microbes, bacterium, that are able to eat through metals, are able to actually chemically break down fuel so that, you know, tanks or airplanes or helicopters can be rendered useless and actually crash in mid-flight. The fuel literally in a short time becomes useless. It's chemically broken down by these invading bacterium. And, you know, they'll put it in before the plane takes off. And then, you know, halfway through the flight, bombing raid or whatever, the plane becomes useless, you know, and it'll just crash unless they can land before the... I mean, they're engaged in all kinds of stuff that I had no idea was going on. You know, they got some pretty robust bacterium they've developed that are resistant to all kinds of things and can engage in some pretty... can you imagine that, eating through metal?
Well, yeah, and that sounds like you're talking about a car. You know.
Yeah, and what's interesting is we only know about this stuff because of the names of the documents, but the documents themselves are classified. You know, they gave a list of documents that they won't make known publicly, but the names of the documents themselves are quite revealing. Of course, they don't want you to know how they're doing it, how they're producing these bacterium, but it's quite revealing to see the, you know, it tells you a lot about what they're actually doing. Some of the stuff, it's really bizarre. All for our protection, of course. Just like the old Star Wars strategic defense initiative there under Reagan. That was all just to protect us. Sure it was. Makes me wonder, you know, what we actually have up in orbit. I know some of those satellites are engaging in weather modification technology. You know, the HAARP facility actually utilizes orbiting satellites so that they can pretty much on a global scale now direct weather modification and heaven knows what else. There's a lot of other applications to that, interfering with the nervous system with brainwave functions, knocking out communication systems. Scary, isn't it?
Well, they're using it for television and radio already, so you can imagine what they can put in subliminal signals to affect the mind and the body and probably, the ecosystems in general.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you use your imagination, folks. There's all kinds of things you can do with this, and they're doing it. Boy, they're doing it. I mean, you look at what's going on with the bees. You think that's some natural freak thing? The beachings of the whales. This stuff's going on a heightened scale lately. They use radio waves, guys, to navigate, and just so happens the little HAARP toys use radio waves, too. Okay, another short break, guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. The host, Charlie Giuliani, and we've got our guest on here, Don Nikoloff, another Patriot radio show host. Oh, yeah, Don, we had talked on the phone a couple times last week, and you were mentioning some interesting things, going into some detail, background information about 9/11, a couple other little doodads that seemed kind of interesting. Do you remember, trying to remember now what it was, I think you talked about some pre-9/11 investment fiascos and profiteering and...
A lot of what I've learned about 9/11 comes from the writings and the recordings that Richard Andrew Grove did. He had been involved as a computer programmer, and you had Cantor Fitzgerald basically involved, as far as I know. There's not been much information released, so Grove's information is pretty important. Here's the guy that witnessed some anomalies occurring in these put options, and he brought this to the attention of the people he was working for. Understand that he was a computer programmer who had been brought in there with a group of other people who had been subcontracted to do this work. And so these were designed to not be caught, and these put options. But he discovered these anomalies. He reported them, and he was fired. He landed another job with another company and was still working at the Trade Center. And again, a second time this happened, and they immediately went after him and his fiance. And she worked for another company elsewhere, but also in computers. And basically, he was without work. And mysteriously, he was called to this meeting to address these issues the morning of 9/11. And there was a coffee break meeting scheduled, and he never arrived. He got hung up in traffic. And when he got there, he witnessed the gold being stolen from the lower levels. And, of course, we have these reports that have since come forward that there were all kinds of explosions going on underground before the planes even hit. And when the planes hit, they were still going on. And so they basically took out most of the people that knew about these transactions. Now, interestingly, he has been a voice about these events. He's been on the Maria Heller show quite a bit in New York.
And, oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had her on.
He's got his own website and basically tells the story. You know, he had a very successful career, and all of a sudden he's pushed out the window, so to speak, and he feels that it's important to keep bringing this message forward. Now, I looked at the financial aspects of what went on with 9/11 and the World Trade Center, especially the insurance policy that Silverstein took out. And Larry Silverstein, according to the New York and New Jersey port authorities, who were the actual owners of the World Trade Center, not Silverstein, Silverstein claimed he was the owner. He had a 99-year lease, and in the insurance investigation that occurred, both of these port authorities made the statement that they felt that Silverstein was the rightful owner. Well, who leases their own property? I mean, if you own a house or a condominium or an apartment, you own it. Do you lease it to yourself? Unless you're doing it for some kind of shady tax write-off, no, you would not. So it's clear that he had a 99-year lease, and he was not the owner. He was leasing the property. Now, his insurance was supposedly against loss. Well, they knew that the buildings were in dire need of renovation, and that it would have cost a lot of money to remove the asbestos that was throughout the buildings. So to handle the matter, they took out a policy and destroyed the buildings. That absolved him of removing the asbestos. They turned the whole building to powder. Or each one that fell. Now, the partner of Silverstein, Frank Lowy, is a very wealthy individual who lives in Australia, and he runs Westfield Properties. Now, Westfield was the company that had the concessions for 99 years. So we're talking about all the shops, all the food, whatever you consider a concession in such a public place, was his business. I sounded the alarm about him as soon as I learned about the individual. His background was that of an Israeli commando back in the 1950s. And very recently, now this is within the past few months, Prime Minister Olmert has gotten into some trouble through a bank because they were funneling money into his campaign, war treasure trove. And implicated in that, along with him, was Frank Lowy. So I find that to be interesting. Now, what does Westfield Properties do? They buy up malls. malls and shopping centers and department stores and grocery stores, and they have probably in excess of 2,000 of these throughout the world. Very soon after 9/11, Lowy bought 8 malls from the former owner of the Cleveland Indians, Dick Jacobs, of the Jacobs crime family out of Buffalo, New York. It's interesting that after Jacobs sold the Indians, and for a pretty hefty sum, by the way, sold it to the Dolan family, he went and sold all these malls. Wherever there is community development projects going on in major skyscrapers in the Cleveland area, there's a Jacobs office and there's an Ameritrust bank office. And Ameritrust is Leowantis Corporation.
Yeah.
But it's been hijacked by Bush Sr., Clinton, and Bush Jr. And so they still have this relationship with Jacobs. In fact,
they're really good at hijacking things, I hear.
The financial connections went on.
Including airplanes.
Oh, yeah. The financial connections go on into the mortgage industry, and it goes on into the concessions. Jacobs had through his sports service company, had the concessions for all the major sporting venues across the United States for 30 years. And you wonder why beer is $7.50 or $10 or whatever it is. I don't drink beer at baseball games, but just the outrageous prices that you have. This is Jacobs, and the Bush family is involved in that as well.
Now you'll see, it's all part of our wonderful free enterprise system. Rape and pillage people. It's the American way.
Yeah, so when you start connecting the dots with all these people, you see that they're not just involved in what happened at 9/11. They're involved in all kinds of other business deals.
Oh, yeah. They get the fingers in every pie.
They're buying up the pharmaceutical companies, and they're buying the food companies. And then you wonder why it's so easy for Monsanto to introduce hybridized food into the grocery stores.
You know what I found out about the other day, speaking of the Bushes and having their fingers in every pie? I never knew this. Sorry to interrupt. We'll go back to that in a minute. But this is fascinating. I'm going to be doing a show on this in the future. The Bushes, or should I say Daddy Bush's role in Kennedy's assassination, the evidence of that is overwhelming. I won't go into all those details. But let me just say this. I never realized this. In 1975, you know about the Senate Select Committee on Assassinations. You know, they were investigating particularly the Kennedy assassination. I never knew this. In the course of their investigations, and it didn't last long, the committee was soon shut down. Get to that in a minute. But did you know that in the course of the investigation, they interviewed the then CIA director, William Colby, the only CIA director in the history of the whole agency that ever had, you know, somewhat of a conscience, apparently quite a bit of a conscience. He was cooperating entirely with the committee, and he actually said, he admitted that, yes, he said E. Howard Hunt and George H.W. Bush were both in Dallas that morning. They were in Dealey Plaza. And they were pretty much running the operation, although they weren't the real masterminds. They were taking their orders, he said, from Alan Dulles and, believe it or not, from Rockefeller. And the next day, he gets canned as the CIA director. And guess who they appointed in his place? George H.W. Bush.
That's correct.
And what does he do upon assuming command of the CIA? He informs the committee that the agency is no longer going to cooperate with them because they've touched upon areas of national security. And that effectively shut down the committee. They did not continue their investigation. That was the end of it.
Well,
obviously, Daddy Bush had a lot to hide. Anyway, I didn't mean to get sidetracked there, but that just blew me away. I didn't know that.
No, there's a picture it's been on the web for a couple of years now of Bush standing in front of the Texas school book depository. And
but that must have been another George Bush. That wasn't me.
Oh, yeah. They tried to cover it up by saying, yeah, there's another George
Another
Bush.
George Bush who owned another Zapata Oil Company. All right, guys, stick with us. Commercial break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Okay, guys. Welcome back to True Threats Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Got Don, son of a gun, I forgot your last name.
Nikoloff.
Nikoloff, yeah, there you go. Don Nikoloff on as our guest, Ohio Patriot Radio talk show. And we're talking about all kinds of fun stuff with the Bushites, guys, our unelected fascist regime in Washington and the fiascos they've been pulling off on us, particularly 9/11, guys. Unbelievable. It's just astonishing that they continue. Oh, never mind. Continue to get away with stuff. That they're still in office. What is going on in this country? Did you think that your country was loaded with such apathetic, pathetic, downright, you know, ignoramus people? I'm astonished. I'm embarrassed, really, to travel abroad. I almost don't even want to, you know, go anywhere outside this country because, you know, it's just embarrassing to call yourself an American in light of what's going on here. You know, we really are the laughing stock of the world. People just marvel that we put up with this and I don't know. Somebody, I'm waiting for somebody to pinch me and wake me up from the nightmare. It hasn't happened yet. What do you think, Don? Where do you see this going now? Are they going to stage an event to get us into, you know, is this what the globalists want? Do they want to pull the whole thing down now? Do they want this overnight? Or are they afraid they're going to wake too many people up? There's going to be resistance. The whole dream might come crashing down on them. I mean, What do you think?
They're pretty much staging events on a daily basis. I mean, if you take into consideration what they do to our water and our food and our medicines, our so-called medicines, look at what the media is doing. I mean, everything is a concerted effort to keep the people from seeing what's really going on. And so in that sense, there's something going on all the time. The financial community is suffering immensely from the embezzlement of trillions of dollars. You've heard me say this before, and it bears repeating. This is really going on. And for those that doubt it, Christopher Story posted an article over the last few days describing receiving a death threat from a CIA operative in the United States, and this person had the audacity to send this threat through FedEx. I mean, the methods that they use are incomprehensible. I think this is his eighth death threat. Now, why would you threaten someone who's reporting the truth? Because you don't want the truth to get out.
Obviously. I think sleaze is an appropriate word to describe what we're dealing with. Tell you what, we got another caller here, James from Rhode Island, up my neck of the woods. James, you there?
Hi, right here.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm calling. Well, geez, you made me think about another thing. When I called, I originally called about the chemtrails, and what I don't know if I called your show one time and I told you I heard a show in about 2001 or something like that called the Lou Gentili Show. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Yes, I have.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, John has.
Okay, well, about that time, 2001. He had a whistleblower on there that apparently was spraying the stuff in the air for a couple of years before he stopped, and he didn't give his name or anything like that. But he said they were spraying soybean oil every day in the air, and that's what they were spraying. And when you think about it, it totally makes sense that you know, that would be killing so many birds with one stone.
Well, it's a great thing to make a tofu with.
Excuse me?
Well, I don't recall soybean oil as one of the elements that they've found. Although you might be right there. I mean, they've found aluminum, barium, anthrax, red blood corpuscles, tuberculosis, N5N1, which is the Chinese bird flu. They've found...
Hey, for those with IBS, I hear it makes a great laxative, you know. The
polymers, and, yeah. You know...
I can tell you my experience.
With soybean oil, or
actually, I meant to say enema, not
exactly.
Like enema. But anyway,
With the stuff that they're spraying every day, the whole thing is like I play music out, and when sometimes they'll use the fog machines, you know, and they like pretty much spray every day here, and almost today's the first day I haven't in a long time sprayed every day, and I used to go run in the morning, and sometimes I really smell it, and it smelled exactly like the stuff that. You know, and when you think about everything, the bacteria that's in the stuff and how it could, you know, all the stuff that's in it is you know, all the stuff in pollution, apparently. And
well, there's many applications to this, but obviously one of them is, I mean, barium is a known neurotoxin. It's probably partially responsible, anyway, for why the public's so apathetic.
Well, anyways, I'm just telling you what was on the radio and what I heard, and this was a while back, and from what I see, from everything, that's the cheapest way.
All right, James, thanks for calling. Did you want to hang on, or was that it?
No, that's it. Oh,
okay,
well, I was going to tell you something else, but that's all right.
Well, sure, hang on. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Don Nikoloff. See, I remembered your name that time. Oh, it's terrible, I tell you. You interview so many people, you really do get, you forget who you interviewed, if you interviewed, when you interviewed. Anyway, yeah, you know, while we're at it, before we go on here, and we still have James on the phone, I'm going to go back to him in a minute, but I wanted you to mention, you know, a new website you have. And by the way, folks, this is the guy. And you know what? After we talk with James, I want to get into that. Your article that you're most well known for, the Bush background there, I forgot the name now.
The Scherf connection.
The Scherf, that's it. Yeah. Not to be confused with the Smurfs. But yeah, before we do that, and before we go to James, let's give people your website or where they can find your article, and maybe mention your network. Somebody was asking on Pal Talk, my chat forum I hang out on.
Sure.
People can go there, by the way, and download the free software, join us in the 9/11 was an inside job room. But yeah, if you want to go ahead and give that information out.
Yeah, currently I don't have a personal website for obvious reasons. However, that's going to change pretty soon. And you can access my work at idaho-observer.com. The two articles are retrievable one on the web. If you, you know, first of all, I would encourage anyone to subscribe to The Observer. If you're not getting the truth out in the printed media, they do an excellent job reporting about all these topics that we're discussing and many more. But go to idaho-observer.com. You can scroll down on the right side of the page, and they have the archives right there on the homepage. The first article I did was back in January 22nd of this year, and it's about WantaGate. It's about the embezzlement of trillions of dollars. It's been written about ad nauseum. Several books have been written by Christopher Story. He's a geo-financial expert, and I did kind of a connect-the-dot story to show all the financial corruption that, that went on, and beginning with the meeting with Osama bin Laden in 1986 at the Hilton Hotel in Sherman Oaks, California, where they first...
That's Osama bin Laden number one, by the way, folks, not number two, three, four, five, six, seven, or eight.
That's right. That's the one... well, at the time, he was clean-shaven, believe it or not. He didn't even have the beard, and he went by the name Tim Osman.
Yeah, the left-handed... is he still with the Osman brothers? I wonder if they're going to cut a new weapon.
Who is it, Marie Osman? anyway, I did a story that... that almost went unnoticed until my second piece. And then, you know, this first story that I did in January sort of grew wings. And the second piece came out in three subsequent issues of The Observer in April, May, and June. It was a three-parter, although on the web it's written as a two-parter. It's just such a humongous piece of work.
Yeah, I really want to, you know, don't have much time probably to cover that in too much detail, but I do want to talk about that in a moment. But again, sure. The website to find that, it was in the, what was it, the
idaho-observer.com is the website. Okay,
yeah.
Now you can access my archives of my radio show at galactic7, that's the number 7, galactic7radio.com. the show is called Evident Footprints.
And the best one, he just did, what was it, last week when I was on?
Oh, you were a good guest, actually. I'll have you on again, too.
But anyway, let's go to James. Yeah. Let's go back to James, Rhode Island, and then I want to get back to talking about that article. Very fascinating stuff. Yeah, James, you still there?
Hi, Charles.
Yeah, you had one more question or point you wanted to pose?
Oh, yeah, nothing. You guys were talking about the World Trade Center stuff, and... Well, I used to work, I was in the Coast Guard in 1980 to like 84. And, well, my first duty was there on Governor's Island, right there off of Manhattan. And one of my jobs was to look for explosives if we got any, if any sort of federal buildings got any sort of calls. You know what I'm saying? This was during the Ayatollah rock and roller days or whatever, you know? And so anyway, we got called. Well, I asked my boss, my head, my chief or whatever. I says, well, you know, because I got, you know, he says, what happens if, you know, they go to take down the big two trade centers? He says, oh, don't worry. We got it all set up with bombs. It'll come right down. And this was like 1980s, you know. So.
Did they ever tell you, oh, no, don't worry about those bombs. That was CIA that put that. Oh, okay. And no, those were the FBI over there. Don't worry about those.
I don't know, dude. I'm just telling you what I know. All right.
So, hey, I mean, you actually worked in the WTC, or you were there on occasion? Or?
No, my job was I worked in ferry boat maintenance on Governor's Island, which was, you know, the Coast Guard there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And my job was any sort of federal buildings like the United Nations building, the you know, any of those things got, which I got one call to there one time, but it was nothing. And then, like, the bilgers of the Staten Island ferries, they'd send me down there to, you know, go searching for this stuff, all get all greasy and, you know.
Yeah.
And, but anyways, yeah, so like I say, I asked my boss, I'll never forget, you know, and when that happened on television, I said, son of a bitch, you know, I said, they did it, you know, I call, you know, anyways.
Right, well, dude. There's no question about that.
Thanks for being there.
Yeah, thanks for your call, James. Call anytime.
It'd be cool.
Another fellow New Englander there, guys. I didn't notice, did he say park the car in Harvard Yard? I don't think the Rhode Islanders have it as bad as we got it up in Massachusetts. You know, I was on the Larry Becraft show on Saturday, and we were talking about 9/11, and a caller called in. I have no patience for these people. I don't even want to deal with it. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. If you're going to dispute that 9/11 was an inside job, bring something to the table that seems to make sense, at least on the surface. Of course, you really can't say anything that makes sense because the official story is complete bunk. But, I mean, at least sound like you have some degree of intelligence and that you did actually do some homework. He was making the claim that the center of the two main towers was cement. I mean, the NIST report doesn't even make ridiculous statements like that.
What was that picture? What was that picture of the central column cut at a 45-degree angle?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, cement. I mean, you got to be kidding me. This was these were the tallest buildings ever built at the time they were constructed, and you're going to tell me that they're going to use cement? Cement, of course, is rigid. It does not bend and sway. Would not withstand high winds. And I mean, it's just mind-boggling that people come up with garbage like this.
Yeah, well, those are the spinmeisters there. You know, you have to account for the fact that they have their disinformation agents calling into these shows as well. So,
well, you know, I wasn't blessed to take a lot of Ritalin back in my school days. Maybe if I did, it would make sense to me. I guess that's my problem.
Oh, give me a break. Anyway, so let's get into this your article there about the sheriffs, i.e. the Bushes. Very interesting stuff.
Yeah, we began the show speaking about that actually a little bit. You know, that was the banker stuff, and that was what I had originally begun writing about. But as I went along, things started unraveling. I came across Eric Berman's disclosure of his intimate relationship with the daughter of Otto Skorzeny, former Hitler bodyguard, assassin, SS commando, and co-founder of the CIA here in the United States. And this occurred in the late 90s, this relationship with Skorzeny's daughter. And Skorzeny had a shoebox full of pictures, and Skorzeny intimately described the true heritage of George Bush. And now he did this, you know, from the CIA perspective. Okay, he described himself as a CIA spook, someone who was killed off in 1975. Supposedly, he died of cancer in Madrid, Spain. But here he was telling Eric Berman who he was, and that was a common practice. Now, he claimed that there were some 50,000 or more CIA agents who came over here. In fact, you know, the story they told us was that it was scientists that they brought over from Germany, that we needed their technical expertise to be able to defeat the Japanese and the Russians, and, you know, we weren't really at war with Russia during that period yet. Skorzeny talked about the duplicity that was going on, and that's a Leninist strategy, by the way.
Yeah.
And I read eventually, long after I wrote the article, I read Berman's book, The Bush Connection. And it has a lot of revealing photographs that only could have come from Otto Skorzeny. You don't carry around pictures of Joseph Mengele as a young man, or Martin Bormann, or Reinhard Gehlen. These guys were master spies. They were murderers. Mengele is well known. In fact, Mengele is still alive here in the United States today. And so sure. I began... Like I did with the bankers, I began researching the records of when these people came to the United States. And the Bush family makes absolutely no sense at all. I mean, you would know about these people historically through the years had they been who they said they were.
Well, you know, it's like during the Russian Revolution, there were, some would say they were Jews. They weren't Jews. It was Zionists is what they were. But, you know, with Jewish last names that had total freedom to come in and out of the country, no questions asked. They didn't even go through customs, nothing, you know?
Oh, yeah. And when you
parallel.
You know, when you go, and I did this with the Walker family, too, by the way. That's the maternal side of the Bush family. And I found that they were all just liars. I mean, and it's very tedious research, for one thing, and it's a bit tedious even to read the article. But if you want to see the argument in a connect-the-dot chronological fashion where you scrutinize every public statement they make and compare it to the biographical descriptions that are everywhere in books and on the web, you will see that there are major discrepancies between what they said and what records were kept. Now, when you look at shipping records, I didn't create the shipping records. I merely read them. I didn't fill them out. I didn't leave large spaces blank or fill the where there was writing. I didn't submit the information. These people did, with the assistance of the INS officials, who were obviously corrupt. I mean, I can tell you, I know what German handwriting looks like. I spent some time in Germany, and Germans still use the same type of longhand script that you see in many of these documents. So the people at Ellis Island were conspirators in this as well. They snuck the bankers in. They snuck the Walkers in. They snuck the Bushes in, and they came in as Nazis, Zionists, whatever you want to call them. And it's the same with communists. I mean, we've got this going on today, so this is not something new. And we're witnessing a fascist, communist takeover of our government, and they're using those very same tactics that Lenin used, that Stalin used. Hitler was basically a puppet, but these people all have associations with the Nazi machine.
Mm-hmm. So,
from the beginning. Yep. Now, there is just too much evidence to show that these people are not who they say they are. And it's from the absence of birth certificates or the fictitious cities that they were or towns that they were born in. And I could go back to the grandfather or the father, let's say, of Prescott Bush. Okay, Prescott Sheldon Bush was George Herbert Walker's father. Now he shows every sign of having been George H. Scherf Sr. And Scorzani claimed that George Herbert Walker Bush was adopted by Prescott Bush, that he was really George H. Scherf Sr.
Ah.
I mean, junior. Now, who would be senior? Well, what he may not have known was that Prescott was actually the duplicitous or the double identity of George H. Scherf Sr., and who happened to have been Nikola Tesla's assistant and the guy that was stealing all of Tesla's inventions and stealing his money. And I proved that through documents that I discovered, communications between Tesla and Scherf Sr.
How about Junior? Did they find him in a dumpster or something? Or is he genetically connected with mom and dad?
Well, he as a sheriff, I would say he's connected, okay?
Yeah.
As a Bush, he's not, okay? In fact, the Bush family is fictitious. That's the point I'm making here.
Yeah, yeah.
And they tried to work them into the existing Bush families. If we go back to Samuel P. Bush, who ran Buckeye Steel Castings for Frank Rockefeller, and he was appointed to the Division of Ordnance of the War Industries Board, and so dealt
now, what, with... Was that Prescott's father? Or?
Prescott's father, yes.
Yeah.
Now,
wow.
That's if he was really his father. Do you understand? Now,
yeah.
The claim that was that he was born in 1863 in Brick Church, New Jersey, and I point this out in my article in great detail, that there were four places throughout history... And that's in the neighborhood of East Orange, New Jersey, okay? A recent biography written by a professor from New York University describes Samuel Bush as having been in Orange, New Jersey. This is the quote from George Herbert Walker Bush. Now, all their other biographies say he was born in Brick Church. East Orange and Orange are two different cities, okay? East Orange is in a completely different geographical area from Orange, connected but distinct. Now, there is no Brick Church. There is no town called Brick Church, but there is a Brick Church. It is an actual church. And then there is a train station called the Brick Church Station, and there is a Brick Church Clubhouse. Actually, the clubhouse was the second building. And then there's a Brick Church Plaza. So there are four buildings that are associated with the name Brick Church. Now, he was born in 1863 in Brick Church, New Jersey, but the Brick Church was not built until 1878, 15 years later. So that shoots that story out of the water immediately.
Interesting. Okay, I see we got a break. Unfortunately, we're going to have only about maybe 3 or 4 minutes, 4 minutes when we get back. Hopefully you can rip through this and you know, cover the essentials of it when we get back. It's very interesting stuff, guys. What we don't cover, though, check his article out. Very interesting stuff. Be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Okay, we're back on True Pivots Radio. Just have a few more minutes left with our guest here. Don, in just the last few minutes here, if you can just hit some really key highlight points, and then from there anybody, you know, wants to look into this further can certainly go to your article, but it's just very interesting stuff. So, I mean, these boys are Nazis no matter how you slice them.
Well, there's another connection too, and you know, conveniently left out of this argument about the Nazis is the influence that the Vatican and the Jesuit Society had in the manipulation of all these people, and they did this basically through Tavistock. Hitler was controlled through Tavistock, as most people that make it in business or in politics today in the United States enter some sort of Tavistock-based indoctrination. They do this through the universities that are controlled by the Jesuits, Fordham, Boston College. You're right in the neck of the neck of the woods there, Georgetown.
So Tavistock actually is run by the Jesuits?
Well, indirectly, yes. I mean, they're all working together now. I made the connection when I looked into the Walkers, George Herbert Walker's background, and I located them in Leeds, England. And, you know, they came over to the United States, and all of a sudden they have a dry goods store, which was actually a department store, and a very successful one, which eventually was sold to Burlington Industries. And, you know, here they claim that George Herbert Walker went to Stonyhurst College. My argument is that he probably went through the whole education at Stonyhurst, and that was a school that changed address four times. It was from grade school all the way up through college level. So you can imagine, if you really want to train someone to play the type of role that George Herbert Walker did, the Jesuits would be the ones to exercise, you know, their indoctrination. Now, I found the same discrepancies with Walker's statements to the census people. Just for sake of argument, every 10 years when they took a census in St. Louis, his father was born in another state. Whether it was Missouri or Maryland, and the same with his mother. Every statement differed, but never once did he claim that his father was born on a farm near Bloomington, Illinois. Yet all the biographical information shows that. And when I went into David Davis Walker, his father.
I think you're just misunderestimating him.
the same anomalies occur. Parents dying at sea, yet they have a second or a third child that no one ever knew about, that's not listed anywhere, and yet you can track this down through some serious genealogical research, but you can't click on the links that they supply you at these websites. You have to be willing to dig underneath the rocks, so to speak. And in many cases, you turn over the rock and you got to get out your shovel and start digging in the dirt, really, to find the facts. But I can tell you that no one would
lie. They're all byproducts of some bad Monsanto experiment or something.
Yeah, no one would lie about who they were or where they were from unless they had something to hide.
Uh-huh.
It's as simple as that.
Yep.
And so the connection to the Vatican and to the British side of this and the British intelligence community is there as well. It's not just the Nazis and the Zionists.
Right. Unfortunately, Don, we've run out of time. I wish we had more time to talk about it. But, you know, like you said, yeah, we'll have you on again sometime. And anytime you want to have me on, just give me a call.
Okay.
Anyways, thanks again for coming on. Guys, we'll
Thank
have another great show for you tomorrow. Great guest. In the meantime, have a great day. See you tomorrow.
It's true.